It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf, and believe me, tons to talk about in the sports world. We have an ALCS. We have an NLCS. They're all set up, the American League and the National League. It's all set and ready to go, baby. The American League takeoff today. It's the Mariners in Toronto. Tomorrow it'll be the Dodgers and the Brewers. And then obviously we've got not a baseball game going right now, but a football game going right now. The Jets playing the Broncos. It's 10-6 at the halftime. And then obviously so much more to talk about in college football. Crazy stuff happening there. The Hoosiers are for real. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, brother?
I am doing great. And yes, indeed, those Indiana Hoosiers are for real, man. I was impressed with them. They went into Autzen, and you know what I say about Autzen most of the time, but they were physical. They were physical and everything. They took Oregon right out of their game, and it was such a sight to see.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. Great stuff from Indiana. Going in there, taking care of business, doing their thing. Pretty incredible.
Myrtle Beach or Branson? You ready? According to travel stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip.
So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Welcome back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Not quite sure what the heck is going on around here, but I think we'll get things figured out, hopefully, because I've been trying to figure it out exactly what's going down. But hopefully we have our professor of sports, John Poulter. Hopefully I got Mike Wilson. And hopefully things are happening okay in the studio to where I'm at and where Mike is, and just everything is going to work out a little bit better the rest of the program. Anyways, a couple of things we got to get to before, hopefully, again, we have John Poulter, our professor of sports, to talk some Major League Baseball. All right, good. I know you're there, John. That's good
to know.
Okay, good, because the communication I've had so far with the studio has been lacking, to say the least. But that's all right. We're all professionals here. We'll get through this. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and now we are hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're obviously going to talk Major League Baseball because the two of us are grinning from ear to ear as our two teams are advanced. You're in the ALCS, I'm in the NLCS, and you got there a little easier than we did, I'll say that. But we both made it, John, so congratulations, man.
Thank you, and to you, too, and condolences to Mike. It was an interesting series. The Cubs made a real run at it, taking those two games at Wrigley Field and taking Game 4 very decisively. You had to kind of think that maybe they were with the team with the momentum, but the Brewers shut them down on Saturday night. Pretty good game, actually, specifically for someone like myself who had no real skin in the game. I must admit, watching the game, I kept thinking of the two of you and hoping that you were in different parts of Arizona and not watching the game together, because it was testy there for a little while. And I kind of thought when Pete Crow Armstrong made that great diving catch that maybe that might have been a turning point and might have put the Cubs back in the game, forced them to shut the Brewers down that inning and come back the next inning and maybe tie the game. And I got to be honest, I was hoping against hope we weren't going to have another one of those 15-inning marathons like we had on Friday night, because where I live, it was 1:30 in the morning before that game was over. The last thing I needed was another 1:30 a.m. Bedtime on Saturday night. So then the Brewers came back and hit that home run, and I guess at the time it made that catch look even bigger because it was a one-run homer rather than a two, but at the end of the day, it was the deciding factor. But good game, a great game to watch as a neutral. I'm sure the two of you were sitting on the edge of your seats most of the evening.
Yeah, good stuff. Go ahead, Mike.
No, it was a great series. It was a little surprising that, I fully expected Milwaukee to win this series going in. Like, they have better players, they got better pitching, the whole thing. But, the Cubs showed some fight, and they were that team that just didn't go away, I think, for Milwaukee and even some of the other teams. And so I was happy they put up a fight. I was disappointed they lost. But as most Cub fans say, hey, there's always next year, right? There's always next year. But John, my question is this, moving forward, you got the Dodgers coming into Milwaukee. What do you expect to see out of that? How do you expect it to go? Just your thoughts in general.
I think that's going to be a very curious series because a lot is going to depend on whether we see the Brewers that we saw in the last 10, 12 weeks of the regular season, or whether we see the Brewers we've seen this week, and whether we see the Dodgers that we've seen since the postseason started, or whether we see the Dodgers from earlier in the season. Both teams got hot for long periods of time at various points in the year. I think a lot of it is going to depend on which version of each team we see. Did the Brewers get enough of a scare from the Cubs that they'll take the Dodgers a little bit more seriously? And will the Dodgers continue this postseason dominance? And again, I think it's going to come down to pitching. We know that these teams are both solid top to bottom. But you talk about pitching, and something that ran through my mind last night when I was watching the Brewers and the Cubs was that, years and years and years ago, and I'm going back a long time now, I'm a little bit older than both of you guys, but when I think of a pitching matchup in a deciding game, I think of things like Gibson and Lomborg, I think of Gibson and Lolich, I think of Koufax and Ford. What do we get last night? We get two guys out of the bullpen. And what does it tell us about today's game and the state of pitching when you get to the deciding game in a postseason series and both teams are going to the bullpen for their starting pitchers? It boggles my mind. I mean, I go back to the days when teams had 10 pitchers on the staff, and at World Series time, one of those good quality starters went to the bullpen. Now we've got 13 pitchers on a staff. We can't find four starters. It makes me wonder just how much the game has changed.
Yeah, no, great point, John. Excellent. And, that's kind of bring me to a point here as well, because it's not the way the Milwaukee Brewers have been able to win throughout the season.
Exactly.
And I'm talking about the long ball. It did come into play in this series. I think it's going to have to come into play against the Dodgers again, because we know what the Dodgers lineup has. And I think anybody that thinks the Milwaukee Brewers are a power-hitting team, they're foolish. I think what we've seen, my humble opinion, John, and again, I'm a Milwaukee Brewer fan, I think it's smoke and mirrors. It's not who they've been all year. However, timely hitting is timely hitting. And I'll take a home run, I'll take a double, I'll take a single, I'll take a triple. I don't really care how they do it, but I think if people think that they're going to keep doing this and they're expecting that, I think they're going to they're going to wind up expecting failure then, because it's just not who the Milwaukee Brewers have been. When you look at this matchup alone, I believe the Dodgers have something like 244, 45 home runs, something like that, on the season. The Brewers have 166. So it's not. I'm not making something up here. I'm being objective about what I'm seeing. How important do you think the home run is going to be in this next series, John?
I think it's going to be very important, and it was obviously very important last night because the Brewers won 3-1, got their three runs on solo home runs, each one of them with two outs. So that covers both of your points in terms of hitting the home runs to win the game and in a timely manner and at a timely spot. So I think it's going to be huge because we know that, as you mentioned, looking at the Dodgers, there's a half a dozen guys in that lineup that can put the long ball in play, and the Brewers have to be extremely cautious about that. It's time for the Brewers pitching to step up a little bit. I suspect we're going to see some roster juggling much the same way as we are in the ALCS, certainly from a Blue Jays standpoint, where they're going to have to put more starting pitchers on that roster. I suspect that we're going to see the Brewers restructure their roster a little bit, because now moving to a seven-game series, you know you're going to have at least four games. You've got to have four starters. You can't get by with three. There's no way they're going to get by with three. So I think there's some interesting decisions to be made by the Brewers, the Mariners, the Blue Jays, and the Dodgers in terms of how they structure their rosters. And I would guess that each one of those teams will make some changes going into a seven-game series.
Yeah, no, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I think, you know, since the Brewers had to exhaust their pitching staff through the race with the Cubs, it does pose some interesting problems for the Dodgers. And the Dodgers getting it done in four games, obviously they got to rest their key guys, their pitching. And I know what Davey Roberts is going to do. I flat out know. I know we got to go to a break here, so the music should be coming any second. But truth be told, I have a feeling I know what Davey Roberts is going to be doing. Davey Roberts is going to be trying to have his starters go as long as he possibly can. Seven, maybe even eight innings, you know, so that they don't have to get to their bullpen. However, they got a couple of guys that can shut people down. But it's always dicey when the Dodgers bullpen gets out there. We got to take a break. We'll get on the other side. We'll talk about the American League Championship Series, because that's got a little bit of love for John. Toronto hosting Seattle today. We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll continue rapping about Major League Baseball. John Poulter, Professor of Sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the Tax Helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We are hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So we're going to start talking hockey, I promise you. I really do. But it's October, man, and it's baseball season right now. So, and to add to it, the Blue Jays and the Brewers are both in their championship series, so we got to just take a little pause on the beginning of NHL hockey for a while, and we got to continue talking Major League Baseball. It's just the way it goes. John, we got the Blue Jays playing the Mariners, and let's talk about this a little bit, because the Blue Jays, you know, you talked about the Dodgers being extremely dominant so far in the postseason, and I agree with you, but I'll tell you what, I think that the Toronto Blue Jays have been equally as dominant in this postseason. The way that they took care of the Yankees, very impressive. Obviously, that's a lineup that's tough to navigate through with Judge and the guys, but they were able to do it, and quite frankly, they were crushing the ball. Guerrero is unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable stuff that we're seeing from the Blue Jays. So, John, first and foremost, congratulations. But I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that, you know, out of the four teams that are left in this tournament, the Blue Jays and the Dodgers have definitely looked the strongest to me. So, kudos for you on that, and kudos to you guys for making it to the championship series and hosting the Mariners, who, let's talk a little bit about their way of getting here. That game five was absolute. You want to talk about sitting on the edge of a seat.
Exactly.
Look, I have nothing invested in that game. Like, I had literally nothing invested. I got no feelings about the teams, but holy cow, what an amazing baseball game to get to this point. The Mariners obviously pulled that thing out in 15 innings. It was an absolute marathon, just an amazing baseball game. In all honesty, I kind of felt like when the Brewers and Cubs were tied for 1-1 for so many innings, I'm like, oh my gosh, we could have another one of these marathon games. But
that's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, but thank God we did.
I had that thought too.
Yeah, but truth be told, the way the Mariners got there, you got to like how they did it. But I think that Toronto has a big advantage in this series, John, and I would be shocked if Toronto doesn't get through this, especially with the way that Seattle had to exhaust their pitching staff. So I think Toronto has a big advantage, but what say you?
I'm not sure it's a really big advantage, Andy, to be honest with you. You look at it position by position, and probably of the seven or eight positions other than pitching, I think Seattle has the advantage in more of those positions than Toronto does. I mean, Seattle has got consistency throughout the lineup. Where the Blue Jays have had their strength, and this is something that's been happening all season, is that the whoever they are, the 7, 8, 9 hitters have been coming through with timely hits, important hits, crucial hits, carrying the team essentially because some of the big bats were not performing as they should have done. And I'm thinking Vladimir Guerrero when I make that comment. But then to your point, all of a sudden in the division series, this guy's bat came alive, and at some point he was like 7 for 11 with an OPS of like 1.4 or something like that. I mean, you know, obviously that kind of stuff isn't going to continue, but great numbers. And one of the things that's been very key for the Blue Jays this season, and this is right from around the end of May when things started to pick up for them in terms of consistency and playing well, the bottom half of the lineup has played really well, and so many of these players are interchangeable. There's got to be 6 or 7 players on this team that are extremely capable at 2 or 3 positions. That has allowed John Schneider to pinch hit at the appropriate time, not worry about losing too much defensively. The biggest weakness the Blue Jays have right now, in my opinion, is the bullpen. It has got a lot of numbers. It does not have a lot of depth in terms of ability. And Jeff Hoffman has been very, very, very spotty as a closer the last half of the season. How he performs in some of these close games, if they ever get to the point where they need the closer, that is going to be key. I think it's going to be extremely important that the Blue Jays come out of the gate fast tonight in Game 1 because the Mariners, to your point, clearly have some pitching issues. They're going to start a bullpen game tonight. When you look at the Seattle pitching, on Friday night, 3 of their starting pitchers, Kirby, Gilbert, and Castillo, all got in the game. Kirby pitched 5 innings through 66 pitches. Gilbert pitched 2 innings through 34 pitches. Castillo faced 4 batters, 1.1 innings pitched, and he threw 15 pitches. So that's 3 of their top 4 starters not available for Game 1. Key for the Blue Jays to get out and take advantage of that, take that first game, and then maybe carry that momentum into Game 2. We know that the atmosphere is going to be big. It's going to be exciting. I mean, this is a team, to use a phrase that everybody has used, this is a team where the whole country is behind it because it's the only Canadian team. What's going to be really interesting is when the series shifts to Seattle, and this is where Mike can chime in because now he's got his skin in the game with me in a series rather than with you, Andy. But we all know how well Blue Jay fans travel to all cities, but they travel particularly well to Seattle because of the proximity of Seattle to the Canadian border. I think we're going to see some really raucous crowds in both stadiums, and all I can say is I'm just hoping that, in my opinion, the right, in my mind, in my heart, the right team comes out on top.
John, it's not a simple question, I guess, but what is the thing, and don't worry, yeah, Seattle will be live, it'll be popping up there in that ballpark. I mean, they're all going to be looped up on Starbucks and God knows what else up there, but
it'll just Starbucks.
Well, you know, there's a lot of greenery up there, so we'll just leave it at that, but the question that I have is simply, what is it with Seattle that's going to pose some problems for the Blue Jays?
Power, consistency in the starting pitching once they get Kirby, Gilbert, and Castillo straightened around so that they can get back on some kind of a regular rotation and a regular rest basis. The bullpen, I think Munoz is a better closer than Hoffman. So I think from that standpoint, that's a big advantage for Seattle. I think Toronto has to get to the point where they get a big enough lead that the bullpen doesn't become an issue, because we've seen all season, specifically in the last 6 or 8 weeks when Seattle caught Houston, that bullpen has, that pitching staff in general, but the bullpen in particular, has been very critical to the Mariners' success. Mariners have got pop throughout the lineup, probably just as good as the pop that the Blue Jays have throughout the lineup. Your best, it's at that time of year, as it is in any sport, when your best players have to be your best players, and this is where the Blue Jays' best players have to come to the forefront. We know Bichette's injured. He's not likely to make the roster. They were going to announce the roster this morning. I have not seen what it's going to look like yet, but I doubt if Bichette plays that he will be of much value other than perhaps as a DH. You have to look at the Mariners. You know, they've got three or four guys that can pop the ball. Keeping guys off base and limiting any Cal Raleigh home runs to singletons as opposed to two and three and Grand Slam runs in terms of home runs, that is going to be key. The Blue Jays have to keep the walks down. You can't bring Cal Raleigh to the plate with two on and expect to win the game.
So, John, I ask you as the final question today, who do you have in the World Series? Is it the Blue Jays or the Mariners? And is it the Dodgers or the Brewers?
Well, you're going to ask me to speak twice here. You're going to ask me to speak with my heart, and you're going to ask me to speak with my brain. If I'm speaking with my heart, I want to see the Brewers and the Blue Jays for obvious reasons, so that we've got lots to talk about on this sport, on this show, and that you and I can have a little bit of fun doing it. If you're asking me in my heart, I think both series are really, really close. I can see situations where the Dodgers are going to take the Brewers in a close series, and I can see situations where the Brewers are going to take the Dodgers in a close series, and the same thing in the American League. I think we're going to see both series go six or seven games, but I've said all along that the Blue Jays and the Brewers were the best teams in their respective leagues for the better half of the season, the better part of the season, the last half of the season. I'm hoping that's not going to change.
I'm with you. I think it's the Brewers, and I think it's the Blue Jays. And I think, you know, obviously taking down the Dodgers is a daunting task, but if there's a team that can do it, it's the Milwaukee Brewers, and I like the Blue Jays, the way that they're hitting the ball. So I think we're going to be seeing each other in the World Series. At least that's my gut telling me that. So have a great day, John, as always. Appreciate you. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Always fun. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. We're down to it, man. There's only four teams left, and two of the four have a big place in his and my heart. So great stuff. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Alrighty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, quick question before we talk. Before we talk college football, do you have any idea what the hell is going on in the National Football League? I mean, what is going on with some of these teams getting smoked? Like, for real, how did Philadelphia get smoked by the Giants? And what the heck is going on with Denver right after they beat the Eagles the way that they beat them? Now they're losing to the Jets. And, I know it's on the other side of the world and all that jazz, but what the hell is going on in the NFL?
You know, that is a very good question. And it's one that, I can't put my finger on it, but, you know, maybe it's just these teams that we think are good. Maybe they're just not as good as we think they are. And so it's, you know, it just kind of is what it is with me. Last week watching the Ravens just get pummeled at home against the Texans like that. I sat there and went, whoa, even though you do not have Lamar, you shouldn't be getting smoked at home by the Houston Texans. And then what else last year? Cowboys put 37 on the board against the Jets and beat the Jets in New York. The Colts, who I think you and I are we're getting there with the Colts. We're fairly high on Colts stock. There's a lot of points being put up. Teams are beating teams that people are like, wow, we didn't see that coming kind of thing. But you know, I don't know what the issue is, and I don't know if it's really an issue, but what do you think it is? Why do you think there are these blowouts?
I think it's lack of preparedness from week to week, and it's crazy how there's so many different levels of being a professional. It's just insane to me. So it's wild. It's crazy. I just kind of wanted to spark it a little bit because I'm watching this Jets Denver game and Denver just can't do anything all of a sudden, and the Jets are, you know, moving the ball at least from like the 20 to the 20, and it's an ugly game, but you never know, the Jets might pull away with this one too. Let's get into college football, brother. Ohio State does what they do. We know what they do. They just win, and they look pretty good, to be honest with you, against Illinois. They really kept them in check all day. The big game of the day, obviously, Indiana going to Oregon and stealing that game and just out outplaying Oregon, out physicaling them,
yep.
just doing whatever they kind of wanted to. They win that one 30-20. That was a pretty nice win for them. Ole Miss just hangs on against a terrible Washington State team. So I don't know. Maybe Ole Miss was looking ahead a week or something like that. A&M and Florida, that was a pretty good football game that A&M winds up, you know, getting the better of it, but only by a touchdown. Texas finally showed up, you know, in a rivalry game here, to say the least, against Oklahoma. They only put 6 points on the board. I don't know if Arch Manning looked all that fantastic or anything, but Texas does come away with the win, 23-6, and that's a big win for them, confidence wise and otherwise. But that's just a big win. Alabama, goes
yeah,
to
no,
Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna. Oklahoma was not helped out by John Mateer throwing three interceptions either. Like that,
right.
That was a big case in that game yesterday. And Texas kind of they kind of look like the Texas that people anticipated coming out the gate. But I'm still not sold on Texas. I Arch Manning was. He was okay yesterday, but, you know, it's not like, oh, my God, kind of thing. But Oklahoma just – they literally just stunk the joint up yesterday.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
They looked awful. They were not – like, hey, we talked about different levels of professionalism and being ready to play, right? Like, dude, that Oklahoma wasn't very ready to play. So, I don't know what their deal was. Bama goes to Missouri. And they get it done, man. It was 27-24. That was a heck of a football game, to be honest with you. And Missouri had a chance there, but their quarterback throws an interception late, and obviously and Alabama can just kneel it down and whatnot. So it's over. Kansas goes to Texas Tech, and Texas Tech just continues to impress, my friend. They're legit. They're good. That defense is tough. Because Kansas can throw up points, and they only put up 17. So, Texas Tech is definitely looking like the real deal. Georgia beats Auburn. Not a huge surprise. However, pretty low scoring and not all that impressive from Georgia, to be honest with you. LSU gets it done. Same fashion, not all the impressive 20-10 victory over South Carolina. So defense was big, obviously. Tennessee struggled with Arkansas. Which is interesting because Arkansas has had some terrible losses this year, so maybe Tennessee was looking a little bit ahead. Georgia Tech continues to play pretty well. That's a good football team. 35-20, they get it done. Michigan goes down to USC in a major way. USC showed up big time. 31-13 is the final there. Notre Dame, they win big over NC State. BYU pulls that one out against Arizona, a little bit of the like old school Pac-12 after dark, although it's no longer the Pac-12 after dark, as we know. But one hits home here, brother. And I knew it was going to be a tough game going to Utah for Arizona State without Sam Leavitt. And you know what? It shows they lost 42-10, so a tough loss for them. Might take them out of contention, if you ask me, unless there's somehow some way they can backdoor their way through the Big 12 somehow some way. And they maybe got a little help because Colorado beat Iowa State, right? So that doesn't hurt. That's probably a good thing. Pittsburgh gets it done and beats Florida State. So that's kind of what happened in college football. But give me some of your big takeaways.
Look, one of my big takeaways is USC is they're okay. Like there's been a lot of doubt around that program the last few years. Lincoln Riley, can he get it done? Can he turn the program around a little bit and get it back to kind of what it was in the mid 2000s? He's got some players down there. He has a quarterback that's pretty accurate. He has a quarterback that is calm, cool, collected. He has a defense down there as well. So, you know, watching USC take apart one of the blue bloods in all of college football and certainly in the Big Ten yesterday was impressive. I was impressed by that. You know, you mentioned Texas Tech. Texas Tech is coming to Tempe this week, and somehow, some way, the Devils are going to need to get Sam Leavitt, their quarterback, their starting quarterback, healthy. They haven't, here's the interesting thing, Andy, they haven't said what's wrong with him, and that he's been battling something since the Baylor game on September 20th. So I don't know what it is. Nobody really knows what it is, but they're going to need him if they're going to have any chance with Texas Tech, because like you said, that's a very good defense down there in Lubbock. And it's a very potent offense. Now, their starting quarterback last night got knocked out of the game. Like, he went to the locker room, came out in street clothes. So it's going to be interesting to see how these two teams deal with having injured starting quarterbacks coming into this week. And you're right. ASU, to me, ASU is going to have to win out. They're going to have to win out and get some help in terms of the Big 12, winning the Big 12, and then getting back to the college football playoff like they got to last year. Texas A&M, look out for the Aggies, man. Those guys can play. And, you know, I know there are some people that thought Florida could give them a game. Yeah, I wasn't one of those people. And A&M with their running game, their offensive line, they're going to be a very tough out. But of course, the Hoosiers going into Autzen, and like you said, they were just physical. They weren't intimidated by the surroundings, because Autzen is a very tough place to play. It is a very tough place to win if you are the visiting team. But they showed no fear. They showed a physicality that I was pleasantly surprised with. And that Cignetti, the coach Cignetti of Indiana, he has that team playing the way he wants them to play. And if I'm the rest of the Big Ten, you can't look at Indiana, even though they were ranked 7. They could be a top 5. They could be a top 4 team in the country now, with this win. And Cignetti has these guys playing a physical brand of football that is very Big Ten-ish. And they get into the playoffs, I would not want a piece of Indiana. I would want to try to avoid those guys as much as possible. And then you mentioned Alabama. I am impressed with Alabama to the point where I'm kind of rooting for Alabama because of Kalen DeBoer, their head coach, the former University of Washington coach. I have a lot of respect for that guy. He's a winner. And the amount of you-know-what that he took after they lost to Florida State in their opener, he's showing that he can coach. And he can coach in the SEC, and he comes up with a nice road win at Mizzou yesterday. So I don't know if I'd want a piece. I certainly wouldn't want a piece of Indiana, and I don't know if I'd want a piece of Alabama right now.
Yeah, I think it's going to go something like this. Ohio State will maintain their number one ranking. I wouldn't be shocked and or surprised, my friend, if Indiana works their way all the way up to number 2, when you think about it, because they beat the number 3. They beat the number 3 team. Miami was idle this week; they didn't play. So, I mean, I hate to say it, but you can lose points by not playing when you get a performance like Indiana had. Oklahoma, they're going to move down. I don't know about Ole Miss. I think they move down. I think A&M is going to pop up a little bit. Obviously, Texas Tech is going to pop up a little bit. I think Alabama pops up a little bit. So, I wouldn't be shocked. I would not be shocked if it goes Ohio State, Indiana, 1-2, and then that obviously shows us where the that shows us where the power is right now in football. And I think the people in the SEC might be crying about it, to be honest with you. So when you look at it, Big Ten country, there's some pretty damn good football being played, at least by Ohio State and Indiana, my friend. So I think you're going to see kind of a little bit of a shakeup at the top of the rankings. And Miami, even though they didn't play, and they're number 2 and they're undefeated, they may move down because of that great performance from Indiana. We got
ahead,
I got
real
two
quick.
Words for you. Two words, real quick. Georgia Tech.
Oh yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah, they had a nice win as well. I agree, man. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour, and then we'll get to hour number two, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf, and the Jets still on top, 11-10 over Denver. It's now in the fourth quarter, so we will keep you posted about what's going on with that game. Mike, NBA basketball preseason, it's here, my friend. And LeBron James, not going to be starting the season for like the first time ever, has some old man issues. He's got the back problem with the sciatica. Trust me, I know what it's all about because Dorfman has it too. So I feel your pain, LeBron, but excited for the association, my friend. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. You and I are the two biggest NBA guys that I know. Like, we just love the NBA, and I know people have things to say about it and all those kind of things, but we're just, you and I are just NBA fans. We've always been NBA fans, so it's going to be interesting to see how the Bucks, the Celtics, all these teams do this year with all the changes. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and then you hear Shams kind of changes mind a little bit about what happened with Giannis, and now he's saying, oh, the Bucks were never really serious about a trade with the Knicks either. Man, these people just make things up as they go along. That's what I'm trying to say to people. You know, sometimes you just keep throwing things at a dartboard, and sooner or later something's going to stick, right? But with this one, they've been doing this right. for 10 years, people. It's been 10 years of this nonsense. So sooner or later, people got to understand that there's really not much credence to this. However, people want Giannis to put it to bed. And at the end of the day, you know, you and I talked about this on the phone the other day. Have you ever met a pro athlete that doesn't like to be talked about in a good way? They don't like to be talked about in a negative way. But when it comes to being talked about in a good way like this, they want it. I know the music's going. We got to take a pause for the cause. Hour one's in the books. Hour two on the horizon. All about the NFL, baby. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Sport Shorts, I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's presented by Herb Chambers, Honda of New England in Westboro, Burlington, Seekonk in Boston, Massachusetts. Coming to you from the Sports Cafe in the Great Midwest, College Football, Notre Dame and North Carolina State. Also USC in Michigan tonight, all eyes on it. Meantime, in baseball, the American League Championship Series is set. It'll be the Toronto Blue Jays at home in Game 1 Sunday night against the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners minted their spot in the finals, the American League Championship Series, first time since 2021, with a riveting 15-inning win on Friday night, 3-2, dispatching the Detroit Tigers. Over in the National League, the Cubs and Brewers will decide their National League Divisional Series. They'll do so Saturday night in Milwaukee. Stay with us all weekend long here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We've got you covered with all the baseball, the hockey. We also got, the coverage of college football and NFL Sunday. Andy Dorf kicks it off on Sunday morning here across the country and around the globe on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Marty Terrell with Sports Short, presented by Herb Chambers Honda of New England, with four locations, Westboro, Seekonk, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Save and save big now at Herb Chambers. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Week 7 of college football is here, and we're 3-3 after 6 weeks. And speaking of six, that's how many consecutive home games Missouri will play to start the season after they host Alabama in Columbia Saturday. After looking disinterested in their season opener in Tallahassee, Bama's rolled off four straight wins, two over quality opponents in Georgia and Vanderbilt. Meanwhile, Mizzou is 13-1 the last 2 years at home, the one loss to Jaden Daniels in LSU, a game they led until the final 3 minutes when they ran out of gas. They have no energy excuses here. They're off a bye, 2 weeks to prepare for a team that skunked them 34-0 in Tuscaloosa last year. The Tigers have the nation's leading rusher, and playing keep away is the key here, along with playing with the lead. And I'm taking the Tigers plus 3.5 to do both. Sports in 60, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf, and this hour, all about the NFL, baby. NFL is here. The weeks are coming along quickly. As we all know, it's week 6 of the NFL, the Broncos and the Jets. Right now, it's 10 to 11. The Broncos are trailing in the fourth quarter. We'll keep you posted on that. So much to talk about in the NFL. Lamar gone another week. Kansas City goes down once again. So much to talk about. So much to be decided. The Bills finally get a loss. Like, so much has happened. And that was a crazy one, too. Drake May outplay Josh Allen. We got all kinds of things happening in this league right now, Mike. It's exciting. It's fun to see. And guys are stepping up in major ways. So excited to talk to you about week 6 of the NFL, my friend.
Yeah, no, week 6 is here, and we got Lions and Chiefs tonight. That'll be a fun game. And, I'm just eager to kind of see what the Colts do. I am full in kind of buying on Indianapolis Colts stock right now. Just what they got going with the coaching, with the players, Danny Dimes finally finding a spot. But it should be fun today.
Yeah, always is fun. We'll get after it on the other side. We got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll get after it. Tons to decide, tons to discuss about the NFL. Week 6, it's here. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're hanging out with you. You could be part of our program, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we might have a real drive from the Denver Broncos happening right now. Looking like they're moving the ball, looking like they want to get a tutty. It'll be interesting to see what they do if they score the touchdown, Mike Wilson. As we know the numbers of the game so well, it's 11-10 right now, Denver trailing. So if they score a touchdown and they go for one, they'll only be up 6. And we know how this league is. They like to chase points. But with that being said, you would make it so that the Jets would need to score a touchdown, something they haven't done all game long. Again, very, very interesting to see how this plays out with just under 6 minutes now and second down and about 9 yards to go. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted. But I do want to run through the games for today, actually. Let's do that. And then you and I will dissect things a little bit more. Broncos and Jets, like I said, that's happening right now. Cardinals playing the Colts. Chargers have the Dolphins. Patriots go to New Orleans for the Saints. Browns play the Steelers, Cowboys at the Panthers, Seahawks and the Jaguars. That's an interesting game. A lot of people have their eyes on that one. Rams at the Ravens, Titans and the Raiders, Bengals at the Packers, 49ers at the Buccaneers, Lie-downs at the Chiefs, and then, big stop right there for the Jets. And then the Monday Nighter, a couple of them, actually, the Bills play the Falcons, and then the Bears have the Commanders. So, full docket of games this week in the NFL, and like I said, Denver driving right now, Mike. It's third down, I believe. They didn't go anywhere on that running play. Sometimes I just don't understand what these teams are doing with the running plays right up the middle each and every time. It just doesn't make sense to me. But here's third down right now with Bo Nix in the shotgun and about 5 seconds left before he takes this snap and just over 5 minutes left in the game. This is a huge play right now. And he goes for the touchdown and he doesn't get it. So the Denver Broncos are going to have to settle for three. So forget our whole conversation about what do they do if they score a touchdown. Now a field goal for the Jets will put them back on top. I'm assuming that they'll make this field goal. It's closer than an extra point is at this point. So some of the storylines this week, my friend. Obviously, Lamar being out is huge, right? Like, the Baltimore Ravens are a terrible football team without Lamar on the field. And here's the other thing. We didn't mention this when we talked about them earlier, but I've always liked John Harbaugh. I'm starting to wonder what the hell he's doing as a coach. I don't think there's a lot of creativity. I don't think there is a good game plan for the last few weeks. Without Lamar, I feel like John Harbaugh's lost, and I think this could be a tough year. Sooner or later, you know, all good things come to an end. I 1,000% have to think, dude is on the hot seat, and if you have a season like this, I understand Lamar's out, but where's the coaching ability? Like, what's going on with John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, you know, you bring up a good question. What is going on with the Ravens? And you spoke to at least one thing that I absolutely have thought over the course of the last couple of years with Harbaugh and even his brother to a certain extent, the lack of creativity, you know, and having a game plan where or schemes that'll keep the offense on its toes, like they don't know what's coming next type of deal. Kind of like Indiana and Oregon yesterday. Oregon had no idea what Indiana was going to do offensively. They kept them off balance. The Ravens have to do the same thing, and I don't know if there's anybody on that staff that can be creative enough offensively, you know, with Lamar, without Lamar, where the teams are just going to put, you know, eight or nine guys in the box to stop Derrick Henry and then just tell your corners, hey, just, you know, play tight man coverage, jam them at the line of scrimmage, and then you have Baltimore going, we don't know what to do. It's just one of those things where I don't know if Harbaugh – excuse me, I don't know if Harbaugh is finally getting, lack of a better term, exposed for this lack of creativity. or it's just simply he doesn't have all his horses. I think it's maybe a combination of the two, but there is something askew, wrong in Baltimore, and I think, you know, him being on the hot seat is a very valid take. It's very fair because they've been so used to success in Baltimore over the years. It also makes you wonder, Andy, if Harbaugh's in some respects lost the locker room, if you know right. what I'm saying. Like yeah. they're not listening to him like they have in the past. So that could be a factor as well, but something has to get flipped around really quick for them to be in the playoff hunt and even make a deep playoff run, which I just don't see right now.
Hey, good segue there, by the way, because I wanted to go to the Cardinals next, and they were 2-0, and now they've lost the last three games. DeMarcado has a bonehead play like the Colt player did the week before.
Oh, God.
John Gannon goes crazy on him, gets fined by the organization, apologizes publicly. Look, man, I am just wondering, you know, where you're at on this Cardinal team. And truth be told, you know, they've got their set of issues as well. And obviously, you know, the way that Gannon handled that, it could have gone a lot different with the players. It didn't, thank God. But truth be told, there's some issues here with the Arizona Cardinals in a major way. And ultimately, you know, I think they're going to play themselves right out of things. But starting out the season 2-0, and now they've lost three straight, probably going to be four straight as they go to Indianapolis today. What are your thoughts on the Cardinals right now?
My thought on the Cardinals is simply this. To me, since I have lived down in the Valley of the Sun, Andy, I look at the Cardinals and I look at the Cleveland Browns the same way. It's just, they get in the way of themselves. There's something always wrong. There is something that happens where it's just like, you know what? You don't hear about this stuff going wrong in organizations that are well run, like Green Bay, like Pittsburgh. You don't hear it out of Detroit anymore. You know, the Rams, you don't hear this kind of stuff. And it just seems like it's just something every year. And what the head coach did to the player, you can't do that. You can't put your hands on anybody or physically, you know, kind of get in their face. I didn't mind so much that he was, you know, he was upset with the player for dropping the ball early. But at the same time, there's different ways you can handle that. And the way he chose, you know, cost him 100 large.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do think at the end of the year, there, if it keeps going the way it is, I think Gannon's out of here.
Yeah. I don't disagree, man. Lots of interesting things going on right now in the NFL. It's week 6, Denver on top, 13-11 over the Jets right now with about 3:25 to play. We'll keep you posted. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue talking NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A little Mike Wilson, a little Andy Dorf, maybe a little bit of you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. You know, I'm going to go from one Harbaugh to the other Harbaugh. And, you know, the Chargers have looked a little suspect the last couple weeks themselves, yep. Mike Wilson. Justin Herbert, we were giving him a lot of love the first couple weeks as well, and he's come back to earth kind of a little bit as well. And I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with the Chargers exactly either, but I think it's an interesting situation where, you know, Jim went in there and made a pretty big impact. Year number one. Year number two, you know, they're they got out of the gates okay, but now I think, you know, you got to kind of wonder what's going on with this Charger team after they suffered a couple of bad losses, you know, with the Giants and then another one. So your thoughts on Justin Herbert, Jim Harbaugh, and the Chargers?
Yeah, look, the Chargers to me are just, they're up and down. They're not as consistent as I would like to see. I mean, anyone that wants to deny that Justin Herbert isn't a talented quarterback and all that kind of stuff, I'm just going to laugh at you. Yeah, he hasn't won a playoff game yet. Yeah, you know, Harbaugh is still kind of getting his type of culture, his type of guys in there. But they just, bottom line, they just have to play more consistently. And I thought they were going to handle the New York Giants just fine. Like, I didn't think they were going to beat them by three touchdowns or anything like that. But I thought they'd win by, you know, 7 to 10 points and walk out of there. And, you know, but they completely laid an egg. And, you know, Herbert didn't play all that great. So I'm just out of the Chargers. I'm looking for a consistency, man. That's what I'm looking for. Just like any other football team, you want to play consistent. You want to play good on offense, defense, special teams. We get all that. But when you don't, and you're the Chargers, and you live it, you're part of LA, and you have a big name coach, you're going to get criticism, and it's valid criticism. Just give me more consistency, man. What do you think about the Chargers?
Very similar thoughts. They're inconsistent. Justin Herbert hasn't won a big game. Jim Harbaugh is, you know, he's a decent coach, but I also think at times he lacks a little bit of creativity with what he's doing out there too. I think it's one of those things where they're just an up and down team like that. That's who they are.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you know, you gotta hope they're more up than down. But with that being said, they're playing the Dolphins. Talk about a team that's up and down, right? So maybe a good way for them
down.
To fix themselves. Yeah. Maybe a good way for them to fix themselves. I want to ask you about this kid. Drake May, you know, he outplayed Josh Allen the other day on Sunday Night Football, and it was an impressive performance without even scoring. He didn't even throw a touchdown, but he just managed. You know, we talked about how the inconsistency of the Chargers and Justin Herbert. I think this guy is showing us a steady progression, right? And he's getting better, and his decision making is getting better, and the Patriots are getting better. Talk to me a little bit about Drake May and what you're seeing from him, because I think he's an up and comer in this league, and it's showing.
I'm right there with you on Drake May, and a lot of that has to do with the Patriots going out and getting an adult coach that knows what the hell he's doing, and they got it in, you know, he's a former Patriot. He knows expectations in New England. He knows how that, you know, how that organization is run, what they expect, how to conduct yourselves, and Vrabel, to me, is the adult in the room, and he has a lot to do with Drake May. You know, I saw the interaction between Vrabel and May after the game. There's a connection there. Drake May loves his coach. His coach loves Drake May. He loves Drake May. And so you can see the connection between the head coach and his young up and coming, like you said, quarterback. I just like the maturity that I'm starting to see out of Drake May. He doesn't have happy feet in the pocket. He's making throws, and he has some guys that he can throw to. You know, say what you want about Stephon Diggs, but Diggs is still he's a big time target. He's big time talent. So yeah. That's helped as well. So, you know, things are looking up in New England, you know, as fickle as Boston fans can be, and I know a little bit about that, it's refreshing to see when a quarterback gets a coach that believes in him, what can happen, just like in Tampa Bay with our guy Baker, man.
Yeah, Baker's unbelievable. He's right up there for the MVP this year. I want to ask you about the Seahawks and the Jaguars, and we got to give a little bit of love and credit and respect to Trevor Lawrence for the play the other night. It was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. He got knocked down not once, but twice. He got up. He ran it in for a tutty. It was absolutely incredible. Amazing play. And then the Seahawks, you know, they lose to Tampa Bay. That was an amazing football game, too. Sam Darnold has been pretty good. I think these are two teams that are definitely on the come up as well. Your thoughts about the Seahawks and your thoughts about the Jaguars?
With the Seahawks, yeah, hey, they are on the come up, up there in the Pacific Northwest, for sure. They have a defense up there. Sam Darnold, I think they found their quarterback. I think their quarterback found himself, the past couple years as well, getting some confidence, and he's throwing the ball, in a very confident manner, you know, but the same thing kind of with the Chargers. Seahawks just got to be a little bit more consistent. I thought that they were going to win that game against Tampa Bay last week, and it didn't materialize. But, you know, look, they have another shot today against these Jaguars. And like you said, you know, Trevor Lawrence is, you know, he's a very good talent. We just haven't seen it in Jacksonville because, let's face it, Jacksonville's organization, it hasn't always been the best run organization, and that plays a part in the team's maturity and advancement. But look, last week, what Trevor Lawrence did on that play to win the game, unbelievable. It showed me something, that he has some fight, that he wants, you know, he wants to win. He's just not there collecting a check kind of thing. So kudos for the Jaguars for winning that game, and, you know, the whole coaching staff and Trevor Lawrence. I think today this game with the Seahawks could be a pretty dicey one as well. This one could come down to a field goal, you know, as the final kind of determination, who wins, who loses. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So Denver's going to escape, okay? I don't know if you're watching the game or not, but so the Jets had a fourth down and 8. They were a little bit outside of the field goal range, so they're going for it on fourth down and 8. I'm almost wondering, do you think it might have been worth just trying to kick the field goal from where they were? Like, I'm just curious because, you know, we see these guys chase points. We see these guys chase first downs. I don't know. I don't think he would have made it. Don't get me wrong, but I almost feel like going for it on fourth down and 8. You were basically giving him the game that way too. So did you watch the end of that Denver and Jets just now or no?
No, I did not catch it. I'm just not in a place where I can see that. But
all right,
the way you described it, at least give your team a chance to win the game. I'm kicking the field goal. I'm giving that an attempt.
It might have been around 60 yards. I don't know. I mean, again, it. I don't know. In a league where you're chasing points so much, and you have a chance, you know, you're on the other side of the 50-yard line. I don't know, man. Who knows? Anyways, one more I want to get in with you real quickly here is Detroit and the Chiefs. They play, obviously, Sunday night game. The Lions have looked a lot better. The Chiefs are still struggling. How important is this game to both these teams?
Say that again. You broke up there on me, buddy.
So I said that the Chiefs and the Lions are playing Sunday night, and I just kind of wanted to get your thought on the Chiefs and the Lions. The Lions have been figuring things out the last few weeks. The Chiefs are still struggling. How important is this game for each of these teams?
Oh, it's kind of – obviously it's more important for the Chiefs to win this game just because of their record, their division that they're in, that type of thing. But for the Lions, there's a part of me that also says, look, this is an important game for them to kind of separate themselves from, you know, from the pack a little bit. You know, the pack, you guys tied that game,
right?
And, you know, you have that tie on your record, and that's going to probably come back to bite in a little bit. So the Lions need this win to kind of separate themselves out.
I agree. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll run through the games, give you our analysis on what we think may or may not happen. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and hopefully we give you some good content about sports on the program here. And let's go through the games today, Mike Wilson. As we've already talked about, Denver escapes the Jets 13-11. They're playing that game early because it's obviously not happening in the good old US of A. Cardinals are at the Colts, my friend. That's the first game I want to talk to you about on the docket today. And these are two teams going in completely different directions, obviously. Danny Dimes is looking sharp this year. With the exception of one bonehead play by one of his receivers, we might be talking about a team that's 5-0 today. However, they did go down to the Rams. I don't see them going down to the Cardinals with all the problems the Cardinals are having. I see that continuing. I see it getting worse, to be honest with you. I think there's a lot of decisions that they're going to be made about what's going on with the Cardinals. It could be more than just Gannon. It could be about Kyler Murray. It could be a lot of stuff. So I think the Cardinals continue their losing ways, and I think the Colts continue their winning ways. Give me the Colts all day here, my friend.
Yeah, same reasoning as you. I got the Colts all day.
Chargers playing the Dolphins. Struggles. Like, that's all you can talk about when you're talking about these two teams in general. You know, the Dolphins lose Tyreek Hill for the season, making things a little bit more difficult. However, sometimes addition by subtraction and not having to always be looking for that guy, maybe that's a little bit of a relief and a blessing in disguise for Tua and the boys. You just never know. However, with that being said, I think the Chargers have to get a win today. This is like, you got to go to Miami and you got to figure out a way to win this football game to put yourselves back in a decent position. I'm going to take the Chargers, but I think this is a close football game, Mike, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Dolphins pull it out, but I do think the Chargers are the better football team.
Yeah, no, I'm. Every time the Chargers and Dolphins play, I sit there and just say, my Dolphins could have had Herbert. And it's just one of those things that I look at just like, what could have been? Because I'm not a Tua guy. I'm just not. So I got the Chargers today by a field goal. I agree with you. This is going to be closer than what the experts think.
Patriots play the Saints, and I look at this line, and I'll be honest with you, it's a little puzzling to me. You know, when the Patriots are coming off of a really nice road victory, like they are, and they're only a 3.5-point favorite against the Saints, who I know they're coming off of their first victory of the season and the first for Spencer Rattler in his career, and I know it's notoriously a tough place to play, but I'm going to take the Patriots, my friend. I think this is a really good game for them to go and shut down a Saints team that struggles on offense, and I know they have a decent defense, but I think Drake May and the Patriots figure out a way to get it done. What say you?
Yeah, no, I got the Patriots here today, and the only thing that I kind of sit here and go, okay, this could be one of those trap games, right? The young, up-and-coming team trying to figure out how to win. They drop a game to a team they really shouldn't. It just strikes me as one of those games. But I will take the Patriots by a field goal, 6 points, somewhere in there.
Browns have the Steelers. Steelers coming off of their bye week. The Browns coming off of Daniel Gabriel going out there Dylan Gabriel going out there and playing, and then obviously they send Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals this week, so that quarterback room has changed a lot. I don't think it's really going to matter, and actually I think, you know, maybe the Steelers kind of figure out their defense a little bit and they pick it up a notch, and we start seeing the steel curtain like we have in many years before us. I'm going to take the Steelers. But again, this might be closer than what the experts think. But I do like the Steelers to pull it out against a Browns team that is searching for a quarterback.
Yeah, they're searching for a quarterback. The Steelers, yeah, you mentioned their defense. That has to be kind of figured out by them a little bit. But this is a division game. This is Cleveland. This is Pittsburgh. This is a rivalry game. I got the Steelers today, but like you said, I think it's going to be a close game. And then the Steelers got to turn right around, and they have the Thursday night game against Cincinnati. So they got two division games within a span of like 5 days. So this is a big little, you know, place for the Steelers to get some wins here to go to 5-1 if they can.
Cowboys playing the Panthers. A lot of people talking about this game potentially being a trap-type game for the Cowboys. Look, the Panthers have shown us some signs over the past couple few weeks where they've looked a little bit better, right? But
right.
I really like the way that Dak is playing. He's playing at a pretty elite level this year so far.
Right.
He always seems to play pretty well during the regular season. I think that continues today for them, as the weather will be relatively decent. And I think that the Cowboys will show up on the road, and I'm going to take Dallas again, another close game, but I'll take the Cowboys and Dak Prescott getting a victory on the road.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, when I pick the Cowboys to win, it's like vinegar in the mouth kind of thing. But I just think they have better players at this point. So I'll take the Cowboys.
Seahawks and Jaguars. Maybe we haven't talked enough about this game, to be honest with you, because this is one of the better games, if you ask me, on the docket for the day. The Seahawks and Sam Darnold lose a tight one against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a week ago, and Baker May having an unbelievable season. Trevor Lawrence with an amazing play. Do they have a letdown after a crazy Monday night victory for them? I mean, this is a toss-up if you ask me. However, I do like what I'm seeing from the Jaguars defense. And I think they're going to have enough to get by Sammy D. You could maybe see kind of what happened last week, maybe an interception at the end of the game that changes the outcome of this game a little bit. Therefore, I'm taking the Jaguars to get it done at home.
Yeah, look, I'm going to break from you here. I think this game could go either way for me. It's not like I feel this strongly about the Seahawks, but I just think there's going to be a field goal. They're going to get the turnover. They're going to seal the game. But I think this is very, very close at the end. But I'm going to go with Seattle in this instance.
Hey, we've got to disagree here and there. Otherwise, we sound like too much alike. So I'm down with it. Rams playing the Ravens. And, you know, obviously we've talked about the struggles without Lamar and no creativity from John Harbaugh and the situation there. The Rams, they've had a few slip-ups, too. The way that they lost to the 49ers was ugly, to say the least, turning the ball over and being a little sloppy. They need a rebound game. And quite frankly, it's kind of weird to say this, but the Ravens are the rebound game this year for people. Like, let's keep it real. They've given up 40 points to, like, everybody. So I don't see it happening any different today. I like the Rams, man, and I think they score a lot of points. Matty Stafford and the boys are going to just throw that ball down the field on them all day long. Give me the Rams, my friend.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams as well, and I think it's going to be a comfortable win for the Rams.
Titans and Raiders. Titans coming off of that victory over the Cardinals, man, where they stole one. We all know that. Just unbelievable. The Raiders have been up and down like usual. We just know how they are. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, man. I'm going to get crazy. I'm going to take the Titans, my friend, as I think, you know, it's just bad in Raiderville. They're just not a good football team, and maybe that Carroll guy, maybe Pete Carroll should have stayed retired. I don't know. I'm going with the Titans somehow, some way. I think they get a victory. Two victories in a row on the road. That's something wild too, right? So give me the Titans. I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, hey, I'm taking my guy Cam Ward over the Raiders today as well. Even though I like what I see at Ashton Gentry, the rookie from Boise State, I just think Cam Ward is, I like Cam Ward a lot, and I think the Titans win it today.
Bengals at the Packers. Packers coming off of their bye week. Bengals coming off of their third straight loss. They decided to move away from Jake Browning, and now potentially I think that he could get two victories against the Green Bay Packers with two different teams in a month, but I don't see it happening. There's no freaking way, man. Light the scoreboard up today. Jordan Love has a big day. Josh Jacobs has a big day. I'm going Packers big today against the Bengals, my friend.
Hey, there's no Joe Burrow you have to worry about. So, yeah, there's a reason the Packers are 13.5-point favorites. All right, let's just face that fact. I got the Packers in comfortably today.
49ers and Buccaneers. I think the Buccaneers are pretty banged up. You know, it's that kind of situation. We know how the season works for everybody. It's long, it's physical, it's tough, and they're going to have to figure out a way to win without guys. But that's the same case for the San Francisco 49ers at this point, too. You're looking at two pretty banged up teams. And in that case, I'm going to go with the team that's at home, my friend. I'm going to take the Buccaneers in a tight game against the 49ers, but I like the Bucs to pull it out at home.
Yeah, we should probably refer to this as the urgent care or the ER game with so many players that are injured. But you know what? I'm going to go with the 49ers to make some plays today, surprise some people, and get the win on the road.
Lie downs at the Chiefs, huge game for both teams, just in the sense of the Lions keeping that momentum going. And then on the other side, the Chiefs need to figure some stuff out real quick and fast and in a hurry. However, you got this juggernaut of an offense coming in at you, and I don't know if that's going to bode too well for the Kansas City Chiefs, to be honest with you. I'm taking the Lions to get it done at Arrowhead. I just think they've got too much. Give me the Lions, and that defense is pretty damn good too. Give me the Lions, my friend.
Yeah, I got the Lions by a touchdown today. Lions all day. Yeah.
Bills and the Falcons. Falcons coming off of their bye week. Bills coming off of a tough loss. You know, I think this is another situation where, you know, it could be tough. But I'm going to take Josh Allen to figure some stuff out. I think he's the better quarterback. I think the Bills are ultimately the better team. But this is going to be a really, really fun Monday nighter. Give me the Bills in a tough, fought-out game.
Yeah, I got the Bills as well. I think there could be some points scored in this game as well.
Commanders and the Bears. Look, this has got to be a big victory for the Commanders. You got to smash the Bears. I'm taking the Coco Manders as Jaden Daniels is back in the mix, and I truly like what I'm seeing from him, obviously. Give me the Commanders.
Yeah, give me the Commanders all day.
All right, we made it through, my friend. When we come back, we'll do what we do. It's called Parting Shots, so keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf. And we got to thank our professor of sports, John Poulter, for joining us in hour one, talking Major League Baseball. World Series is coming around. We got Championship Series. They start today. Toronto and the Mariners going at it tomorrow. The Brewers playing the Dodgers. So we'll get after that, and we'll keep you posted on all that stuff. Obviously, at this time, we do our parting shots. Mike Wilson, you are up, my friend.
Mark, my parting shot goes out to my alma mater, Oregon State. They have just fired their head football coach in Trent Bray. Trent Bray is he's a really good guy. He's one of the nicest guys I've met in college football. But I don't think he's not a head coach. Being 0-7 is going to get you fired. But Trent Bray did a lot of good things at Oregon State as a defensive coordinator, as an assistant coach under Mike Riley and Jonathan Smith. Hopefully he'll find a place to be, but it's real sad times up in Corvallis as far as their football program. So a shout out, but kind of a negative shout out to what's happening up there.
Good stuff, my friend. All right, my parting shot is this. My Milwaukee Brewers are doing stuff that a lot of people didn't think they'd be able to do. It's a small market team. It's a low payroll team. Well, now you got the big dogs, man. You got the Dodgers coming to town. Let's see if they can continue that and just be the best team in baseball like they've been all season long. And hopefully they're on a crash course with the Toronto Blue Jays, who also have been basically the best team in the American League on the other side. And obviously, it's Green Bay Packer football day, baby. Let's go get it. Go after it. Be the best you can be, and let's get some of those mistakes and penalties behind us as the bye week has come. I hope you figured some stuff out. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show. Maybe.